find an interesting turn of events in the city of Fargo that we want to talk about here. There is the Fargo city is looking at maybe allowing more standalone bars. And I personally just would like to say I think it's a great idea because I think that might cut down on vehicular traffic. If there are more bars, perhaps throughout the community, neighborhood type bars, but that's just my dream, one that people could, you know, walk to and from.
They
easily
could study Northeast Minneapolis, where ever they built a church, there was a bar literally next door to it. and there were bars nearly on every other block, you know, bars like Stashu's or Jimmy's, or those bars were in the middle of residential areas. And they may still be around. I haven't been down there for a while, but they were neighborhood bars.
Well, let's find out exactly what a standalone bar is. We'll go to the Fargo City Liquor Commission, and one of the members, who is also the city auditor, Steve Sprague, joins us now on KFGO. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you here. I know you have to be gone in a while. You've got to go look at some bids on some important street issues, so we won't keep you very long. What is a standalone bar?
Well, I don't know the definition on standalone, but the types of licenses that we're talking about are licenses that don't require food sales. So as compared to like an Applebee's or something like that that requires food sales, the bars that, a lot of them are in the downtown area, whether it be, you know, Empire, Bismarck, Dempsey's, different bars like that, they don't require food sales.
Ah, okay. And how many such bars are there in Fargo currently?
Well, we have 22 AB licenses, and an AB license means that they can sell on sale and off sale. We have 8 licenses that are A licenses, and they can sell on sale only, no off sale. And then we have 4 Z licenses, which are just like the A's, with one distinction that license, if the business goes out of business, will come back to the city, and the license can't be transferred then from party to party.
I see. And how many would... are we looking at allowing above that number in the future?
Well, we had a business in downtown Fargo that opened up and wasn't able to make it. And so that license did come back to the city. And this is what's kind of driving this. Now, we received a number of applications for just the one license that was available. And so the discussion centered around, you know, should we have more licenses? You know, should there be more available? And so we've done a little bit of research on other communities that have caps on their licenses, or their licenses are issued based on population trends. Mm-hmm. And here in Fargo, when we created the Z license, we tied it to the population, but we said one license for every 10,000 increase. And what we're seeing in some of the other cities regionally is that number is more like around 2,500, one license for every 2,500 people. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's kind of starts driving some of the talk then, should we have more licenses?
Steve Sprague, Fargo City Liquor Commission, with us here on KFGO. Is there ever been any talk of the sort of thing that I intimated to a while ago, where that there should be more neighborhood bars, maybe a license for a bar right next to every church, as Sandy mentioned. But has that ever been a part of any discussion?
Well, certainly we like the idea, and we encourage the idea of people being able to get to and from their local watering hole without having to get in their cars. Obviously it takes, a potential impaired driver off the street, and public safety is always one of our concerns. But when you weigh that with the public safety concern, the police department has limited resources, and if you start having bars every, in every neighborhood, the potential for calls for service to all those different neighborhoods might tax the resources of the police department.
Has there ever been discussion in your experience with the Fargo City Liquor Commission of just a beer/wine license establishment?
Yeah, and we have those licenses available.
We do.
Yeah. It's just that most of the people that go into that industry, that business, they want to be full service.
Well, my dream is that there'd be more neighborhood bars, and this just came up from a caller on our show a few years ago, as a matter of fact, and that there'd be more neighborhood bars, and I think that the need for calls to the police could be minimized by the fact that it would be just people from the neighborhood,
sure. You know,
from a few blocks away. That's my dream. And then maybe those would be ideal licenses. Those kind of establishments in neighborhoods would be ideal licenses for a beer/wine. Because I think there's I don't know. I'm not a marketing of liquor, but just a couple of things to throw out. When will we see this possible increase in the, quote, standalone bars?
Well, it will be a decision that the full city commission will have to make. The ordinance stands as it is, that it's one license per every 10,000 increase. So if they want to change the ordinance to a different number or do something along those lines, that's a decision that the city commission makes. The Liquor Control Board, it's possible that a recommendation will come out of that body to the city commission, but we'll be having that discussion today at 1:30.
Okay, at the city hall.
Yes, sir.
All right. I hope somebody goes in there and says, you know, what Jack was saying today was a real good idea. Beer bars in neighborhoods. But we'll see if that happens, huh?
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Steve Sprague, appreciate it. He's our city auditor and also on the Fargo Liquor Board.